Hello?
May I talk to John
Hello?
Papa?
Yes.
Yes. May I talk to John Papa?
Yes, there, John Papa.
Yeah, hi. This is Lena with Bank of Cardiff. I just received your application for equipment financing.
Excuse me, I don't understand what you said.
I said, I just received your application for equipment financing for your bakery.
Yes, yes, yes.
Okay. I need to know a little bit about this bakery. Is it an existing business? You already have the bakery? It says for 2 years.
No.
But
that's,
on application it says 2 years.
Yeah.
So you don't have this business for 2 years?
Hello?
Yes.
Hello?
Hi.
Could you explain it to me so that I can interpret it to him, please?
Yes, sure. So
okay.
My name is Lena. I'm with Bank of Cardiff. He applied
okay,
for
that's for the bakery.
Equipment financing.
The okay.
For the bakery,
yes.
Exactly.
Yes.
I need
okay.
to know. So this bakery has been in business for 2 years, right?
Yes, uh-huh.
Okay. To get an approval, and he's the only owner of the bakery, it says 99%. Who is the 1% owner?
Oh, Cordelia.
Cordelia, okay. I'm sorry?
Cordelia, C-O-R.
Okay, no, I will tell you, if I will meet him, I will need the application from him, but I can do without it for now. So, what I need is three most recent business bank statements, first pages. So I just need three first pages from bank
okay,
statements
you need
of the
bank.
Wait
a minute, let me get it. Hold on, let me write that down. So you need the three...
Mm-hmm.
You need the most recent.
Right.
The most
May,
recent bank
June,
statement.
July. Right.
May, June, and
June,
July?
In July, yes. Just
now,
first pages.
Okay, but it may be, let me see. You'll probably get it may be two of the business ones, and then one, that is your personal bank statements for BB&T as well, right?
No,
you have a personal
it's just
bank?
Business. Why only two from a business?
Excuse me?
Why you can send only two from a business?
Because we change business accounts. We change business accounts.
Account or name or what did you change 2 months ago?
We changed business accounts and we changed business names as well. That's why.
And why would you do that?
Why? Because I had to add my dad.
Oh, okay. You transferred
mm-hmm.
business on your dad's name.
Yes. Uh-huh. To him, because mm-hmm. he's purchased. Yes. Yes, ma'am.
Yeah. But you have business for longer than that.
Oh, yes. Mm-hmm.
How long is this business exist?
So... Let me tell you, this business has to be around probably about 5 years, but 2 years with the state of Florida, because I started baking at home.
Okay. So 2 years
mm-hmm.
ago, you incorporated it. It's incorporation or what is it?
Yes, you can look it up on the SunBiz, yes. Uh-huh.
Okay, so it's incorporation.
With the state of Florida, yes. Yes.
Okay,
mm-hmm.
and John Papa is the owner of the incorporation.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes.
Okay.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
But the incorporation only 2 months old?
Honey mustard? The who?
I like honey garlic.
No, his incorporation. You said incorporation is 2 months old?
When did you incorporate it as B&S Dessert Gallery?
Oh, it's just, it, two years ago.
Oh,
we just changed it to B&S Dessert Gallery. We just changed it to that, the gallery. It was B&S Delicious Desserts and More. It was B&S Delicious Desserts and More.
Okay. And now it's B&S Dessert
Gallery. Yes.
And who was the owner of B&S Delicious Desserts and More?
Cordelia.
Cordelia. Now I could see that you already applied to Marlin for financing. I could see it on his credit report. Did you get approval from Marlin?
No.
Do you have
No.
They didn't.
No, we didn't.
You.
No, they didn't, because you know what they did? They put myself on, and I did not want to be on the application. Because I knew that
no,
I could not be on the
application. No, you want or you don't. I'm sorry. What is your name?
No. My name is Cordelia. I'm Cordelia.
No.
This is my father.
You are Cordelia. Okay.
Yeah.
Cordelia.
Uh-huh.
See,
yes.
Before this business was on your name?
Yes.
Okay. And why adding you to the application denies him with his perfect credit? The approval. Just be honest with me and just tell me what's
my
going
dad,
on.
My daddy got good credit. The reason why I guess Marlin did not want to do it because my credit is not as perfect as my dad's credit because I've been through a divorce, okay? And as I told the guy at Marlin, that's why I did not have him run my credit. I didn't want him to run my credit as well, but he chose to do it anyway.
No, I don't think they will want it because previously at the same address, the same business was named differently and was, okay. I'll be honest with you. I'll try to get you approved, but you can give me only 2 months statements. You cannot get me three because two of them will be on B&S Dessert Gallery, but the third one would be on a different one, right?
Right. And actually, the business account is in B&S Delicious Desserts and More. Actually, it's not. I haven't changed it to gallery yet. I just changed it to gallery last week or 2 weeks ago to gallery.
So
it's still up on the B&S Delicious Desserts and More.
Cordelia, I understand you're trying to put business on your dad, but it's not going to work because you still have bank account. On the old name, and it's the same address, and whoever will do the credit process your credit application will see that. So let's not
What address do it need to say? 727 or?
No, the address now is 727 Northwest 6th Street, but where is your bakery? What's the
The address for the bakery location is 727
Northwest 6th Street. You didn't change the location, right?
The location is actually the 865 Northwest 27th Terrace. That's my home. I was baking at home. The location is 727 Northwest. The commercial site is 727.
Okay, you did not change the location since you transferred it on your dad, right?
No,
Okay, so you didn't, but you needed to transfer bank statements on your dad's name or on the new name. Because if the bank statements are still under old name, okay, now tell me, in the old business, I just need to know everything so I would know how to talk to my credit department. I'm not telling you, I can't get you an approval. I'm just, I need to know everything so I can make an educated decision. Okay. What was wrong with the previous business? Was too many defaults, you defaulted on equipment or on something, you didn't pay your bills, what's wrong with the business you had before? Why did you have to switch the name of the business and transfer it on your dad?
Because, see, first of all, you said what was wrong with the business. There was nothing wrong with the business.
Okay. Why did you switch it on your dad's name?
Because he's a partner. He's the owner of it. He became the owner of it because I couldn't do it all by myself.
Cordelia, please just you see, I don't want to go to my credit department, and I don't want them to find out what's on your business
what credit. I don't know what's on there. What would have been on there? I've never applied for anything for my business up under my business credit.
You just applied to Marlin, and they said no, right? And they probably told you why.
I think he said because he used me as well, and I asked him why did he put me on as well, because he was never supposed to put me on the application.
Okay.
Guy at Marlin.
Let's
I spoke with him. That
okay.
was that was
so,
Larry.
So okay. So listen, your bank account didn't change, right? In the last 3 months, it has the same name. So you can send me the three first pages. From May, June, July, three first pages of your bank statement.
Okay. So what do you what's your fax number?
Fax number 1-888.
1-888.
234-234-0177.
0177.
And please put attention, Lena.
Attention, Lena?
Lena, L-E-N-A.
L-E-N-A, Lena.
Yes.
Okay.
Please
send
me this three pages. Yes.
Okay. We say 1, 2, 3. Okay. And of the bank statement, the business bank statement.
Yeah, just first pages of three bank statements. Okay?
Okay. Okay. I will fax this over to you. If not this afternoon, it would not be first thing in the morning because we're out. Hold on.
Okay.
Hold on. My dad
no
wants
problem.
To speak to you. Hold on. Hold on 1 second.
No problem. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Hello, Elena.
And I'll try to help you. Yes.
How you doing?
I'm good.
Well, what do you need?
I need 3 months bank statement, first pages. From the business.
That's a new business. How? I'm going to give you 3 months. That's a new business.
What?
I just get started. That's a new business. I'm going to just
get
started. She was in the business. I come and take over the business.
I'm sorry. On the application, which is in front of me, you said that the business is 2 years old, has 125,000 annual sales. So,
On the application, you said that business is 2 years old?
Right.
Well, I don't...
Okay, I don't understand why you cannot send me these three bank statements, first pages. You know, guys, you just decide between yourself what you want to say.
Either tell me exactly what
is going on.
I want to find out what's going on because it's a little equipment I need for that place. Money can't stop me. Credit can't stop me because my credit that's clean. My credit.
Okay, I'm sorry, John. I understand your credit is clean, but that's not everything what we need for business financing. Except a good credit, I need to see some documents, and Cordelia just told me that the bakery is working for a long time, and she can send me this 3 months bank statement.
Okay, you tell them that business is going to be going a long time.
Okay, now tell me, do you have, John?
Ma'am?
Do you have, can you please listen to me?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Do you have your personal bank account?
Yeah, sure.
Okay. And
well,
what's the amount of...
Hold on. 1 minute. I'm going to talk to you. I want to set up. let me get myself together with Constitution Consulting. Now, what kind of bank statement you need? You need a saving account or checking account? Because that's two
kinds. Listen, I need to see.
Saving and checking.
Okay, I need to see money on account in the last 3 months.
On my account? On my own account or what?
No, better a business account or on your account,
on
the, wherever you have money.
On my card? Why, you want to see on my business, on my personal, after you want to bring your statement like $100,000 or?
No, I don't need $100,000. I don't need $100,000.
I got over $100,000 on the bank. I got bill over. I just picked up an investment from MedLife.
Okay,
can you
send me your three most recent personal statements?
Well, what kind of statement you need? Well, how much? How many cards?
It doesn't matter. I don't need how much. I just need your three most recent bank statements.
You need my two. I can't give you two. I can give you straight two bankers. Huh?
I need three bank statements. That's all I need.
I can't give you three bank statements. I ain't got but two bank. I got two accounts. I got a checking account and a saving account.
Send me both.
Well, you need two bank statements. That's all you gotta do. Two bank statements.
No,
you
want
my checking account.
You
want my saving account.
Don't you listen? Okay, can you please listen? Can I please talk to your daughter?
No, you can talk to me.
Okay, I need three statements. Three. Okay?
What kind of three statements? Like what?
May, June, July.
For my banking, or my banking, or my personal account?
Yes.
I can bring you a statement that how much money I got sitting on the bank with now. You want
no,
me to bring that's
no,
all I can
no,
do.
No, I need 3 months. I don't need right now your balance. I need 3 months bank statements, first pages.
What you want it for? Well, I'm retired. What you want? Well, I'm retired. What you want?
If you're retired, you should have some income to open the business or to buy the business, right?
Yeah, my income. Yeah, I could have retirement. You want my statement from you want a statement?
Okay, I'm sorry, John. I don't think we are on the same page, and I think what it's some fraudulent activities going on there. And you know, either your daughter will send me the business bank statements, or we will not be able to approve you.
Because I will tell you half on the mail. I don't even understand. See what you're going to come up with. Okay. Hold on. You don't come up.
Hello.
Yes.
Okay. Tell me what you told him.
I told him that I need three bank statements, and he wants to tell me what's his balances, and then he says he is retired.
How many bank statements you need?
Three.
Okay.
You know,
three.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And I need
okay,
them
no
from
problem.
Business. And I need them from business first. Pages only.
Okay.
Because if he will send, he said he can send his personal. Yes, his personal might help. If you can send me his personal too, I need to show that you can pay for it. I mean, business and the owner. Somebody
can
pay.
The thing of it is, once they see his personal and his investment, they're going to see he can pay for it. I can assure you of that. The thing about it with the business, I can see you July. June, I'm going to go into the bank.
Okay, July, just July doesn't help me. I need three bank statements. You have a working business, working
okay,
for
okay,
over
so,
2 years.
So you know what? So you know what I'm going to have to do? Then if that's the case, if you need that, do you have any other business accounts? You just have personal accounts, right? Your investment account.
Okay, if you're both going to talk, I cannot even hear.
No,
what
I'm talking. I'm talking to Daddy.
3 months. You got 3 months.
You want 3 months business. So you know what we'll do? We'll just go over to Larry and let Larry give us a price for the cash, and let's see what it comes up with. Because we will just go over to Larry,
uh-huh.
The guy, the vendor, and we will sit
okay.
with him and let him give us a cash price. Because I know I have the July business statement. And I know the rest of Daddy's statements are showing his personal account and his retirement and his investment. So more than likely, we probably won't be able to get whatchamacallit anyway. Because if they want to see this consecutive with these, with us changing everything over, they're not going to be able to see it.
Okay, that's either. Okay, we can. Can you listen to me?
Yes, I'm listening to you, sweetheart.
Can you send me your debt? See, I just want to understand. This is not a new business, right? This is the working business. You just told
right.
me that this business,
uh-huh.
you're working for 2 years or,
yes.
or more than that, right?
Okay.
You didn't deposit anything on the bank into the bank on your bank account.
Yes.
In
yes,
May, in June. So why can't
no,
you
not
give me the first pages?
Because we changed because we opened up the BBNT account. It was a new account with what we opened up. That's a new account.
When?
The business account, the BBNT. Daddy, when did I go to the and open up the BBNT account? Last month or the month before? What month? I can't remember. Maybe the month before. The end of June.
Okay. So you have only one. And you've put the same old name on the new bank account?
Yes. Uh-huh. B&S Delicious Desserts and more.
Why did you do that? If you change the name of the business and you change the bank,
you,
why would you
do
that?
You know what? I should have went over to the bank and did it. Probably because I just didn't think about it. To go over to the bank and change it. To be honest.
No, right now it's...
Yes. We got you
had to change it before, but I don't know. I don't know. This is a mess. But how did bank open the new account for you if you are not the owner of that business anymore? I mean, if this business doesn't exist.
Because this business do exist now. This business has existed for 5 years, actually. If you look this business up on the Sunday, you will see that this business been existing.
Okay, wonderful. Okay. Can I get any three statements from any bank for this business?
Okay.
Give me the old bank statements, whatever. Just three first pages bank statements from any bank.
Give me your personal phone number. Give me your number that I can contact.
Okay. My number is 619-567-3726. I'm trying to help you, and it's like...
I know. So
okay.
Let me get it together once I finish giving him his lunch, okay?
Okay. Okay.
Okay.
So you get my number, right?
Yes.
3-9-6-1-9-5-6-7-3-7-6. Thank you.
Okay. Bye-bye. Thank you. Oh.